This podcast series is called Discipleship, Spiritual Growth and Maturity. In this series, we will talk about the definition of discipleship, the best ways to spiritually grow and mature, how to know you are growing, and then what to do with your maturity. This is level one learning, which is basic concepts. This podcast is about the definition of disciple and discipleship. First, let's lay the groundwork for understanding discipleship. There's a lot of misunderstanding about this term. In the New Testament, disciple, singular or plural, is mentioned 297 times. The word Christian is mentioned 3 times. According to these numbers, we should be getting about 1,000% more teaching about being a disciple compared to teachings about being Christian. How does this fit into the type of teachings you are receiving through your church? Jesus, of course, is the first one to use disciple in the New Testament. In Matthew 4:18, Mark 1:16, and Luke 5:18, Jesus calls his disciples. He calls them, he invites them, he prompts them, he challenges them, he tells them to follow him. To Peter, he says, "Follow me, and I will make you a fisher of men." To Matthew, he simply says, "Follow me." To you, he is also saying, "Follow me." You have a choice. Will you follow him or follow your own way? It is a clear crossroads in your life at this moment and each day. Discipleship actually has its roots in the Old Testament, when men and women were called by God to follow him and obey him. All the followers of God in the Old Testament were disciples of God, as were followers in the New Testament and all the followers throughout church history and into today. These are disciples of the Lord. You, if you are a disciple of Jesus, are in great company. This great group of followers is often referred to as the great cloud of witnesses, all the disciples that came before you and are included in that group. The term disciple means a dedicated follower, a committed learner, an applied apprentice. A disciple of Christ diligently follows, learns, and gains knowledge and skills that God indicates are important. Being a disciple of Christ implies interest, action, intention, commitment, and moving forward. Being a disciple of Christ implies interesting work, engaging fun, stimulating your mind and your emotions, and being excited about the future as you grow in skills and wisdom. Being a disciple includes surrendering every part of yourself, body, mind, emotions, spirit, to Christ. Here's an illustration. Picture yourself in the presence of someone very important, say a famous leader, speaker, musician, or personality you deeply admire. They come to visit you and you want to show them something that is very important. They invite you to go with them and ask any questions you want. As they walk beside you, you would intently be right beside them, asking, listening, and talking with them. What does this feel like? What does it look like? Here's a personal story to illustrate the point. I remember when I met and had the opportunity to spend a little time with a famous man. I read about who he was, and he was such a visionary in my field and had such great insights as a Christian. At first, I was like a little kid. I was intimidated and scared by him, and awe that he was there in front of me and he was spending time with me. I had so many questions I wanted to ask him, and I hung on every single word. I sat next to him, listened intently, asked a lot of questions, took notes, and tried to remember each word he said so I could remember it later. I was a follower, a learner, an apprentice. Now, being a disciple of Jesus is a step beyond this previous illustration. Being a disciple of Jesus is vastly different than following any human man or woman. We follow Christ because we want to be like him, and we want to surrender to him. To do this, we put him in the driver's seat of our life every moment of every day. He is now in control of who we are to make us loving, merciful, gracious, powerful, strong, bold, wise, fun, balanced, and in the center of God's plan. Those are all the characteristics of Jesus, and he wants them for us also. Being a disciple also means you are unique. If you notice, each of the disciples in the Bible were very different. They each had different personalities, quirks, interests, strengths, and abilities. Just like you, you have unique personality, traits, gifts, strengths, and weaknesses that make you who you are. And Jesus wants to mature and balance all those uniquenesses to be wonderful. Jesus brings these two facets together. He makes us like himself and shapes and uses our uniqueness. This is another way the Christian faith is different than any other faith in the world. So why is dedication and commitment to being a disciple so important? Well, because being a disciple is a process. It's an ongoing process, not a finished product. Once a disciple, always a disciple, meaning you will always be seeking, asking, knocking. As a result, you will be finding, learning, growing, and maturing. You need full dedication and commitment to continue being a disciple of Jesus. The key tools to being a disciple are very simple, and they're shown throughout Scripture. A-S-K. A is for ask, S is for seek, K is for knock. Ask, seek, knock. A-S-K. Ask the Lord, seek him, knock on the doors in front of you to gain entrance. Jesus will be your loving guide. The goal of being a disciple is to become what he intends you to be, in his image, walking with him, building his kingdom. He wants you to be mature, fulfilled, balanced, strong, and bearing wonderful fruits of the Spirit, which include love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's a lot to aim for. It's a great goal. Again, this takes time. Just as it takes time to grow physically, from a child to an adult, it takes time to grow spiritually, from a new Christian to a mature Christian. It is good to know what you are getting into. Is there a risk-reward worth it? I would advocate yes, it is. What are the costs of a disciple? It costs everything. You must surrender everything to him. Everything. Nothing held back. Open hands. No closed fists holding on to something. He wants it all. Everything. Jesus said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Mark 8:34. And he said, whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:27. So what are the benefits or rewards of a disciple? We have to get something, don't we? The long-term rewards, of course, beyond this life, are the benefits of living eternally in a new heaven, a new earth with a new body, seeing God, seeing him and knowing him directly. The immediate rewards in the current life are endless and amazing, a passionate life, a productive life, and a purposeful life. Jesus says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly, John 10:10. Abundance implies growth. There are many word pictures in the Bible for disciples growing. Take a moment to think about each one of these that I'm going to list. You may want to pick one or two to study them, asking, seeking, and knocking for their meaning. So here they are. Here's some word pictures. Moving from being blind to seeing. Moving from milk to meat. Moving from child to adult. Moving from crawling to walking to running. Moving from student to teacher. So here's a question. Are you moving in that positive direction? Some other methods that are useful for visualizing or thinking about discipleship are visual drawings or images. And here's a few just to consider. There are some methods, geometric images of growth. Geometric meaning squares, circles, things like that. So one is a circle where you grow, a spiral, a baseball diamond where you start at a home base to go to first, second, third base, and a staircase going up. Organic images are such as a winding road, which in my case was true, winding eventually to Christ and taking a very winding road, an upward bell curve, and a wave. So some people have different models they follow as they grow and become mature, and others have others. So think about those and consider it. Ask the Lord to show you which word picture will work best for you. Ask him to send you someone to disciple you, to walk side by side with you as you grow. A person that disciples someone else and helps them or comes alongside them is called a discipler. A discipler is there, and this is from Scripture, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. That's from Ephesians 4, 12 and 13. We will talk more about methods and tools for growth in a future podcast. So to wrap up, very simply, being a disciple is at the center of being a Christian. It's very simple. Ask, seek, and knock diligently so you will grow up and become mature. Let's pray. Dear Lord, help me to grow in you. I want to be a mature Christian. Show me how to ask, seek, and knock as your disciple. In Jesus' name, amen. See you at the next podcast. The Lord bless you. This podcast is being broadcast on E-Squared Media Network at esquaredmedianetwork.com. E-Squared Media Network provides effective media for the church and the Christ curious, including podcasts, video commentaries, and more. Visit the website at esquaredmedianetwork.com.